take the tap
off,
and that released the wheel, and then you can just raise it up and slip it over a little bit.
And then pull
it out. And then just slip it back and put your tap on it.
Now that was the hub that was next to the axle, and then the spokes, and then what came next?
Well, the rim and then the tar. Tar was to protect it, hold it, wheel together.
You mentioned using oxen in the woods. What did you use them for?
Logging.
Well, how did you use them? For what special purpose?
Loading and hauling. Always used, left two at the tongue to get a log loaded here and a log down there, only two for a drag up here. Well, these two would pull the wagon to the log. And then my other two, I'd throw my cross hauls under the log and load it. They'd pull it up.
Now, how did you get these logs where you wanted them? So you could put them in the wagon?
Pull them with those oxen.
Oh, you just go up in the woods and get them?
Just go out in the thicket. Had a cross haul, they call it, and then had grabs hooking the end of the log.
You mentioned thicket. What was that?
It was just brush. Underbrush.
Did you have a wooden rack for sawing planks?
Yeah.
And one for sawing wood?
Well, we
can... One that looked like this? Well, that's not a very good picture, is it?
Well, that's okay. I know what you mean. It's rack, we call them.
This was a rack?
Put your pole in there and you could saw it.
How about this one with a frame that looked like an A for boards?
Yeah, well, that's... We call them horses.
I
got two right out there. See, I got two right outside there.
Oh, yeah. That's your scaffold?
Yeah, that's where we had the eating watermelon. I put them out there. We call them horses. I don't know. Some called them something else. I don't know. They carpenters.
That's a nice table. Did you raise the watermelon patch?
But they were late and the bugs eat the vines up. We got nice melon out there laying out there. No good. Vine done. Gone.
What kind did you raise?
A Rocky Sweet, I believe it was. A little big round, blue round.
What was the thing that people used to spank their children with?
Board.
Board? Did you ever go in the bathroom and get that thing that you sharpen your razor on?
Razor strap, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I never had to worry with that. My dad had a safety razor. He had an awful big belt.
Old belt hurt just about as bad.
Oh boy. Pop. Did children have a board that they'd put on a sawhorse or on a log or something and then...
Seesaw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about taking a board and putting a bolt, a stump? Drill a hole in the board and then put the board over the bolt?
Yeah. I got one made out of my grandbaby.
Yeah.
And where they tore it down out in the hen. I don't know if you can see it now. Out here in the hen house under that tree.
Yeah. What do you call that?
Oh, I don't know.